This is Kevin on the Monday Magazine Till 4 with my extra special guest, Wayne Child. Wayne, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, now then, you're here because you are a dame, is that right?
I am, yeah.
Okay, there is nothing sins. Like a dame. All right, tell us all about that then. What are you up to?
We're performing at the moment at Trinity Theatre in Cowes, doing Pirates of the Panto, which is loosely based on the Pirates of the Caribbean films. It's been great fun, really enjoyed doing this one.
Yeah.
We've had three performances so far. We did Friday night, Saturday afternoon, and yesterday afternoon, which was to all the beavers on the Isle of Wight.
Okay.
And we've got another three to do, which are this coming Friday at 7:30, Saturday at 2:30, and Sunday at 5, which is the last one. And I'm sure the stage manager, Mike, will play many tricks on many of the cast on the Sunday. That's generally what tends to happen. Okay. So,
well, you got your shameless plug in straight away there.
Absolutely.
I was saving that for the end.
Oh, I can give another one at the end.
no, you've had it. That's it. You are an island boy, aren't you, right from the start? But how did you get into the acting life? Did you start that young as well?
I was born on the Isle of Wight and brought up here. When I was 10, my auntie and uncle, I went to stay with them up in Kingston for a weekend, or for a week I think it was, yeah. And they got tickets to go and see Les Miserables at the Palace Theatre in London, and I just sat there with my jaw on the floor throughout the whole thing and just thought, I want to do that. So came back and spoke to one of my friends who I was at school with, and she said, I'll go down to the theatre at Cowes. So I went down with her and got involved in the panto in 1992, which was Sleeping Beauty, and have been an active member down there ever since.
Wow.
Done on average 3 shows a year ever since.
Okay, you don't just do pantos, do you?
No, you
are an actor.
Yes, I've done various different roles, done a few musicals, although my singing's not the best in the world. Done quite a lot of comedy plays, done some quite serious dramas as well. Really enjoy being on stage, get a real buzz out of it.
What could you sum up what the attraction of it is? What keeps you going? Because you've also got a day job, haven't you, and a family.
I have, yeah.
So you must be keen. What is it that keeps you going?
I like to be able to make people laugh, and playing the dame is ideal for that, because as much as I'm wearing funny dresses and wigs and a face full of makeup, I'm pretty much allowed to do and say what I like within reason.
I see.
As long as I don't offend anybody, which
is a warning for everyone.
I try not to offend people. But no, I just really enjoy being on the stage. I like doing comedy plays because I'm told I've got quite good comic timing, and I mean, it's hard work at the end of the day. It's not just about getting up on stage and doing it. You've got to put the hours in learning your lines and your stage directions, so where you need to be and when, and who you stood with and interacting with. And yeah, I just really like it.
Yeah,
the theatre at Cowes is a bit like a second home to me, so.
I'm sure it is. And do you live in Cowes as well?
No, not anymore. I moved up to Carisbrook April 2 years ago now.
Okay. But there's no sign of you sort of slowing down on the stage work then?
Well, actually, I'm thinking I am going to have a bit of a break after this panto, purely because I've got a family now, 2 lovely stepchildren, and me and my partner Kim have had our son Ruben 18 months ago.
Yeah.
And doing this has highlighted how hard work it is when you've got to juggle theatre, family, full-time job.
Yeah.
So I think I am going to have a bit of a sabbatical, shall we say, after this one. That's not to say I won't do it ever again, because I will, but I think I'll wait till Ruben's a bit older and I can sort of devote a bit more time to it.
He'll probably follow in your footsteps, wouldn't he?
I'd like to think so, yeah.
Yeah,
I would like to think so.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a showman already, so.
Did you ever get tempted, because you love it so much, to try and make a career out of it? Did it ever cross your mind to try to do that?
I thought long and hard about that lots of times, but part of me thinks if you love something as much as I love being on the stage and doing it as a hobby, if you then have to try and make a living out of it, it might take away a lot of the enjoyment. And it's very hard to come by. Also, I love being on the Isle of Wight, and to make it as a professional actor, you can't stay on the Isle of Wight.
Yeah. And can you give us an idea of the sort of commitment that you've had to put in personally to do this pantomime? Because people who turn up just see the show, don't they?
Yeah.
It's like an hour and a half of fun. They go home, that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what they don't probably realise is that you've spent God knows how many months getting ready for this.
Yeah, we started rehearsing 1st of September for the first performance, which was 2nd of December.
Yeah.
So that's 3 months of rehearsals.
Twice a week?
Yeah, generally on Monday and a Friday.
Yeah.
I wasn't there Fridays for this one. I was only there on the Mondays, purely because my partner works and I had to be at home with the family. So I spoke to the director before we started and said, you know, I'd love to do it, but this is what I can do.
Yeah.
Can you work with that? And this is the 14th time that I've been a dame, so it's it's not like I don't know what I'm doing and I haven't done it before. So she was fine with that.
Yeah.
I said, you know, you can trust me to learn me lines. I'll get it done. I won't let you down.
Yeah.
And I haven't. So
I'm sure you won't.
No, yeah. I've really enjoyed it. It's been great fun.
Yeah.
And fortunately, this year I've only got 6 different costumes, whereas the first time I did it, I had 18.
Right. So it's something coming out here about costumes and makeup, isn't there?
Yeah.
You got a bit of a thing about that?
Not particularly. No. No. I more do it because I have to. Although, you know, I'm not averse to the feel of silk and satin. It's quite nice.
Yeah. Moving on.
Swiftly.
Yeah, that's a nice link to what my next question was going to be. Is what do you do for a living?
I'm a business manager for Barclays Bank.
Okay.
So I manage people through their first few years of being self-employed and help people try and make a success of running their own business.
Yeah.
And got some very successful businesses on my book. So.
Okay. And how did you get into that career then? Because you grew up on the Isle of Wight. Did you go straight into banking from school?
No. I left school when I was 16 and started working at McDonald's of all places, which I have to say was spot on. They're really good. Their training, level of training that they give is fantastic. And I was promoted into being a floor manager on my 17th birthday, actually, which is really good. So I did that for another couple of years and then fancied a change. So disappeared off to France to be a holiday rep, which was great fun. The money was terrible, but the lifestyle was spot on.
Yeah.
And then came back from there because unfortunately my granddad passed away. So I came back for his funeral, phoned the company I was working for and said, you know, I've only got 2 weeks left on my contract. Do you want to have to pay for me to get back to France again? So they said, no, just stay at home. So I did. And then some friends of mine were going off to Australia. So I thought I'd jump on that wagon and go with them. We're supposed to be there for a year. And unfortunately, I was only there for 11 days because my father had a heart attack back on the island. He's absolutely fine.
Yeah.
But I didn't know that at the time. And when you're on the other side of the world at 19 years old, it was a pretty scary thing. So I flew straight back, had a couple of months not really doing anything, did a few shifts behind the bar down at the Anchor in Cowes, and then woke up one morning and thought, right, Dad's going to be all right, Mum's all right, I need a career.
Yeah.
So went round all the banks in Newport, put a suit on and just went in, sort of chanced my arm really, just to say, have you got anything? Are you looking for any staff, any training schemes coming up?
Yeah.
Barclays, NatWest and Lloyds all said yes, so I went home and did 3 separate phone applications, and Barclays were the first ones to come back to me and offer me an interview. So I went down to Poole, did my interview, and they offered me the job.
Fantastic.
And I started that was almost 12 years ago now.
Okay. And what does being a business manager involve? What is your role there? Is that encouraging and supporting businesses on the island to stay afloat, basically.
Yeah, absolutely. Helping people with any problems they come across. I go to a seminar down at the Chamber of Commerce once a month with 2 lovely ladies that I run that with, Linda and Fiona. And that's about sort of letting people know what it's like to be self-employed.
Yeah.
Telling them the hurdles that they might come up against and what the successes are and what things you can fail on.
Yeah. Can you give us a few people might be listening at home now who might be interested in that? Is there anything, put you on the spot, is there anything that you would say are like the golden rules if you're thinking of setting up in business for whatever reason? What's the like 1, 2, 3 of setting up in business?
I would say make sure it's something that you know you can do. Make sure you've got a robust bookkeeping system, regardless of what the business is, because if the tax man comes knocking, you'll have to prove what's a business expense and what's a personal one, and mostly just do something you enjoy.
Yeah,
there's no point in starting something which you absolutely detest doing, because you won't give it your all. And you know, if you're going to start your own business and be self-employed, essentially you're doing that because you've got to make money, or you want to make money.
Yeah.
So if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're not going to give it your all.
All right. Okay. Well, you heard that from the business manager at Barclays Bank, so it must be right. Yeah, thanks for that, Wei. But we were also talking about you and the theatre. I can't believe you've gone through, what, how many years is it? 20, 30 years on stage without something going wrong.
23, yeah. I started 23. When I was 10, so.
So now, tell us, can you think of some things that have gone horrendously wrong?
Yeah,
that...
I certainly can.
Go on.
I was doing a play called Bouncers, which was a four-man play down at Cowes again. And I had a fight scene in that with one of the other characters, which went slightly awry on the second night of performance, and I ended up falling from the stage onto the floor, landed on my back, and that was incredibly painful.
Wow.
But unfortunately, due to the nature of the play, there was only four of us in it, and we were all on stage the entire time. We didn't leave the stage at all. I had to kind of suck it up and get on with it.
Wow.
So that was an interesting one.
Yeah. What did that just almost knock you out, you mean? It was that bad?
Yeah, it took the wind right out of me, and I was laid there for a couple of minutes. The audience didn't have a clue. They probably thought it was part of it, because I sort of laid there and gathered myself and then got up and carried on.
Yeah.
The show must go on, as they say.
Blimey me.
I've had a few wardrobe malfunctions.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are there any of them that you could read out on air? Or?
Yeah, I tucked my dress into the back of my bloomers once when I was being a dame, which... was hugely embarrassing, although when you're being a dame, you tend to not get too embarrassed anyway.
They probably thought you did it on purpose.
Yeah, I think they did, and none of the other cast told me that I'd done that until I came off the stage, and they went, "You do know that you're tucked in at the back." I was like, "Ah, thanks, guys. Thanks for pointing that out before I went on." But hey-ho, it was a laugh.
Yeah, and I don't know whether I ought to raise this, but I have a memory of seeing you on stage at Trinity with a part of your anatomy hanging out.
Yes.
Big time.
Yes, I...
Can you tell us about that?
I can. I had my bum out twice on stage in two different shows, yeah.
Oh, dear.
We did a play based on a film called Up and Under in 2004, I think we did that. And I had to pull a Mooney in that because, you know, rugby players, that's what they do.
Yeah.
And a party from the bank came to see it, and I made sure that my boss was sat in, let's say, in the line of fire, only so that I could then turn around and say, yeah, I pulled a Mooney at my boss. Well, I don't know many other people that can say that.
Yeah.
And then more recently, did a play called A Bed Full of Foreigners, where I ended up completely naked on stage.
Did you?
Yeah.
God. Very did anybody notice?
No, it was very well done and tastefully hidden from the really naughty bits. But funnily enough, on the last night of that play, the chap that directed it was a bloke called Bob French. And I got one of my co-actors to get a black marker pen and draw a B on each one of my bum cheeks so that when I was there, it said Bob in tribute to our director.
Excellent.
It was great fun, yeah.
Yeah, nice one. Yeah, before I let you go, Wayne, I wanted to ask you about your accident, which was, what, 4 years ago now?
Yeah.
And some people may not know this, but I think it's worth just going back quickly over that, because it's a remarkable story and a remarkable comeback by you personally from what was a life-threatening road accident, wasn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you just
recap
on what happened for us?
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's no two ways about it. I shouldn't be here now.
Right.
I'm incredibly glad that I am and incredibly fortunate to be. I returned from Florida on a night flight, hadn't slept, picked my car up from the garage in Ashy Road the next day and thought I'd go to Tesco and put some petrol in because it's cheaper than anywhere else on the island. Blacked out at the wheel, according to my brain surgeon. Took off over the bridge and woke up 15 days later on a life support machine in intensive care in Southampton. Had numerous, 98 fractures on my face and my head, smashed all my ribs, had to have the whole, basically the whole right-hand side of my face rebuilt, My jaw wired shut for 18 weeks so that could repair. My whole right forearm had to be rebuilt. yeah, not an ideal situation. Very, very painful for me, but more so for my friends and family. Because, yeah. You know, they're the ones that were on the outside looking in, thinking, is he going to get through this?
Yeah, and that was that 4 years ago?
Yeah, well, 5 years ago, this January.
And how long was your recovery from that? Did well, it take you about a year to get
I was advised by the surgeons at Southampton and at St Mary's to have 18 months off work to recover properly. But there's only so many DVDs and daytime telly you can watch. So yeah. I spoke to my sort of area director at work and went back after about 9 months on a sort of phased return, doing very light duties.
Yeah.
Which at the time was great. Looking back now, probably should have taken a bit more time, but hey, I'm here, you know. I'm yeah. My career's gone on from strength to strength since that, so I feel I did make the right decision. And I have to say Barclays as a company supported me absolutely fantastically.
They were
great.
Brilliant. And it must feel extra sweet now to be back doing what you love doing on the stage as well.
Yeah,
you must have thought all of that was
I wasn't sure when it was going to happen again. But the year that I had my accident, I came out of hospital end of February 2010, and I was back on stage in April 2010 because there was a play going on called Beginners on Stage, which I'd auditioned for before I went to America, got my part, and then obviously came back and had my little mishap in my car. But another chap that was in it went on holiday sort of 2 weeks before the performance dates, and it was the time of the volcanic ash cloud.
Oh yeah.
So he couldn't get back.
Wow.
So I phoned the director and said, what's happening then? She went, well, it looks like we're going to have to cancel it. I'm just about to ring the county press. I went, well, don't do that. I said, I'll do it. She went, well, can you? I said, well, I don't know. I'll have to go on with a script because I won't be able to learn it.
Yeah.
I said, all I'll say is if I flake out on the stage, phone an ambulance.
Yeah.
You know, your guess is as good as mine. But I did that and it was absolutely the best thing I could have done because it gave me a sense of normality again.
Yeah, it's like getting back on the bike, isn't it? After an accident as well. Get straight back on.
Yeah, and absolutely. And it was the cast for that were great and they all really looked after me. And I think they all really appreciated that I'd sort of stepped into the breach, as it were, because otherwise it wouldn't have gone on and
fantastic.
Would have been all their months wasted.
Yeah, such dedication. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I love what I do, so. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for coming in, Wayne. It's been brilliant chatting.
Thank you for having me. And you.
So you've got one more chance to do your shameless plug for the Panto now.
Yeah, it was Pirates of the Panto at Trinity Theatre. Last three performances of this weekend coming. So it's Friday night at 7:30, Saturday afternoon at 2:30, and Sunday afternoon at 5. There are still tickets available, so go online, www.kodds.org.uk.
Crikey.
Or phone the box office on 01983 295 229.
Blimey, web address and phone number as well.
Absolutely.
What a star. You know your lines. Thanks, Wayne.
Thanks very much.
You've got to get back to work, haven't you?
I had,
cheers.
Thank you. Bye bye.